Later, Sean. At ADDF. Yeah, I don't think it's not that big of a radio in the grand scheme of things. Like, as someone who had a 710 and a 7300, it's not that hard to get it out in the field. And like you said, you got a wagon, so if you're just posting up and hanging out for a few hours, it's not a big deal. And especially for Larson stuff, I mean, it's more of a hangout than it is playing radio. I don't know. I had this, like, tick where I'm like, I need to have the least amount of small gear possible. And I had that 705 so dialed in a Maxpedition water bottle pouch and some little pouches on the outside for, like, my RG316, a little 4.5-amp-hour Bioeno, and NFED half-wave. And that was literally all I would take to the field, and I love that. But then on the flip side, like Sean said, I got that 857 if I want to go 100 watts and run a mag mount and a hamstick or something. And in my truck, I forgot too. I've never used it, but I took a CB to kind of mount, modified it, and it takes a hamstick. And all I have to do is roll my tonneau up a little bit, and I can put a 20 or 40 meter hamstick back there or whatever and operate from the tailgate or inside the cab. So there's so many different ways to do stuff, but I think you'll be super happy with that 7300 Mark II. I'm waiting for the 5200 to come out. That's probably going to be my next mobile. I'm very interested in what ICOM's doing with their new lineup here.